Welcome to our final episode of Raising Young Entrepreneurs. In studio with me today, we've got Shanae de Gouvet. She's principal at Radley Primary School. And today we're talking about exposing our kids to business concepts and business language. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. So this is like the marinade. I think it's Bateson, the psychologist, said that man lives in language like fish live in water, something like that. I'm sure I'm making a mess of that. But we live in language. We live in language and concepts. And so it's safe to say that if we want our kids to understand, become entrepreneurs, because this is about raising young entrepreneurs, they need to understand the language of entrepreneurship, the language of business.
Yes, and it also forms this curiosity and interest in the business world and the business environment, because they start to understand what later on would be complex concepts that they're exposed to it from a younger age, so they understand it better than those around them.
I remember my parents were entrepreneurs, and I remember that during my BCom degree, that everything that I was studying, I was trying to relate to all the conversations I had heard growing up in that household. So when I was studying HR, I would try and reference discussions at the dinner table where they were having industrial relations, IR issues, and try and then reference the book to the reality. And I found that in the subjects where I could actually link that, I did better. Because I understood it. Like, it was real for me. It wasn't just this academic thing that I had to study and then vomit on a exam pad.
Yeah, parrot learn.
Yeah.
So, that phrase, learn by doing. You learn by doing. You learn by exposure. You learn by experiences. So all of that assists in them making them understand the concepts a lot easier. So at Radley, when we often do school tours and we explain to the parents about how we incorporate and embed entrepreneurship and business language and concepts, and the children go home and they discuss, cold calling. And the parents are like, what? I only learned about that when I was studying my BCom degree, you know. So it's just that constant exposure, that marinade that you mentioned, that gets them to be on a different level to, you know, other children who are not exposed to those concepts.
So how, if you are a parent that's working in a corporate, not an entrepreneur, and you want your kids to become entrepreneurial, not necessarily entrepreneurs, but maybe entrepreneurial in terms of their mindset, how do you then do that if you're not exposed to it?
So if you're in the corporate, you are exposed to, you know, your general business terms and concepts. And it's so easy, actually, for parents to start bringing it into the household. Because if you look at the household as an organization, there's a CEO, you know, who's the man of the house? Well, you know, parents might debate that. But, you know, there's an organogram in the household from who was, you know, the oldest to the youngest. So it's so easy to try and incorporate these concepts into your household. You can often always start with the more basic ones. So if you yourself are not aware of what terms are being used in business, Google and ChatGPT can give you a list of, you know, business language that you can incorporate. But it's tasks, for example, that's a business concept. So you can start basic and then work your way up. Another example would be when you go to a shopping mall, you can talk about the supply and demand, you know, product services. So when your mom goes for her nails, is that a service or is that a product? Then you have that debate, because you could look at it as it's a bit of both, because, you know, you're spending money on a product, but they're giving you a service at the same time. School, that's a service. It's so simple. So even terms such as negotiation, closing the deal, those terms are so easy to bring in, because you often sit there negotiating with your children about, you know, different things. And once the decision is made, there's the deal. It's been closed. You need to think about what happens in a business and it happens in your household. Business and boardroom etiquette, for example, that's sitting at the dinner table where everybody sits, their different positions. You know, you can link it to in a boardroom at a corporate company. How do people sit? So it's just finding those ways to integrate it into your daily life.
And of course, the obvious one is also budget and when I get pocket money and budgeting.
Yes. Right? So in episode one, I think it was, we spoke about financial literacy and how to, so that's, you know, that's where you bring it in. It's more all the financial concepts of income, expenses, budgeting, planning.
The car to school, if you travel by car, or the listening to the news is also another opportunity to have discussions around business language, especially if you're listening to the business part of news or watching it on TV.
And even articles, you can, you know, discuss the articles and go through it and explain what businesses are going through, the stock exchange. All of those are opportunities for discussion.
I know what I did quite early on with my kids. I don't play the stock market, but I did take them through looking through all the different companies and, you know, the pricing and, you know, that huge page generally in the Sunday paper with all the share pricing. And then there's a lot of information to talk about there. There's lots of information everywhere if you think about it. So you listen to it on the radio, you watch it on TV, you read it, read about it. And then, of course, then there's, as you said, there's what's going on in the home. But what about at school? You know, in school, can you, is it around the tuck shop? How do you bring that, the concept of business into their school day? Because they spend so much time there.
Yeah. So you could, when they come home and they have a task, you could talk about task management, project management, you know, the resources that you need. And you could discuss, because you're obviously not there with your child at school. You know, Radley's different. That's all. That's what we do all day, every day. That's what we do. But if your child is not at a school like that, then you come home and you discuss the day. You could maybe take a lesson and form it into a meeting. So what was on the agenda at school today? You know, it's just simple things like that get them immersed in these concepts and language the whole time.
Yeah, so Shanae, well, from what you're saying, it seems like there's a huge amount of opportunity for us to immerse our kids in the language and the concepts. And even if we don't know all the concepts ourselves, I'm sure that we know enough to get them interested in business. Remember, this whole series is about raising young entrepreneurs. So the assumption is that the people who are listening to this and watching this are people who want their kids to become entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And so they probably will have a high level of business understanding, or they're wanting to break the cycle and want their kids to have that. So this has been actually a very practical series, in my opinion. And it's obviously based on the fact that this is what you do every day with kids, is foster entrepreneurs. And let's just go over what we've discussed over the last six episodes. We started off around fostering a growth mindset. That's very important, because as an entrepreneur, if I don't want to grow, I'm really not going to be a successful entrepreneur. And do I want more? Do I want better? Do I want improvement? We then moved on to financial literacy. It is the language of business is numbers and financial understanding, numbers and subtracting and gross profit and net profit and what's expenses and what's a balance sheet and what's an income statement and all those wonderful things. Of course, the other important thing, that it's not what you know, it's who you know. It was all around networking and relationship building. And I love the example you used just now. Instead of saying, you know, who did you play with at school today? Who did you network with at school today? I see that with entrepreneurs where they've got the networking skills and are able to build rapport with people that generally can sell. And if you can sell, you can build a business. We spoke about nurturing confidence, self-esteem, and self-worth, and you took us through the differences between those and how they're related, and also how they're staged and how you move from one to the next. So I think that was very insightful. Last episode, we spoke about the difference between initiative and independence and how they're related but are different, and it's important to be at a state where you take initiative, and you can't do that without being independent. Exactly. Okay. And in the sixth podcast, we spoke about exposing our kids to the language of business and the concepts of business. Very, very important in terms of building all the connective dots in your head to understand the business environment. But of course, we're talking about raising young entrepreneurs, but we're also parents. And so there's maybe a dark side to this, is that if we push this too hard, maybe we won't be so nurturing. And, you know, that whole thing about let them make their mistakes, sometimes as a parent, we might need to step in. We do need to be parents as well. Mm. And sometimes we do have to direct, and sometimes we do have to guide. So this is a balance. It's an art.
Yes. And the most important thing is that parents mustn't be aggressive now and be like, okay, this, I need to do this with my child now. They must remember that it's a slow and steady journey. So slow and steady wins the race. You know, they must go in slowly and be comfortable and monitor the situation.
And to you, our listener, I hope this podcast series has been informative. And if you found this informative, there are many more such series. Go to Raise's Edge and look around. You'll find something you like.